L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, C to C, hour three. We roll on as the Yankee game's about to start at Progressive in Cleveland. We're going to talk Texas and Georgia football first. We'll go to Austin and Roger Wallace, the great color analyst on the Longhorn radio team, also a sports anchor at KXAN-TV in Austin, joins us. You can follow him on X at rwallacekxan. And you've had that gig for a while. What a fantastic job. I mean, I've been there. It's a great town. And I've been to that stadium. It's an incredible setting. If people bucket list stuff, they should go there to watch the Texas Longhorns play a college football game and then party in Austin afterwards. You'll never forget it. Roger, how much have you enjoyed that gig? As opposed to, you know, you're on TV every day, but doing the Longhorn games, it's got to be a blast.
Yeah, it's fun, Scott. I started as a sideline reporter in 04, and that's when it all really got going in the Mack Brown era. They win the Rose Bowl, and then they win the national championship the next year. And then, of course, 08 and 09. 08, they were number one. 09, they lose to Alabama, kind of got Nick Saban role going there in Tuscaloosa. It's been a little dry the last 10 years, so this has been a lot of fun. And obviously this weekend, this is the one they circle. You know, Scott, it's interesting with Texas's schedule in the Big 12 because you always have the OU game in Dallas, so you never have that as a home game. So sometimes the home schedule is not that appealing. That was certainly one of the things with going to the SEC. You knew you were going to have these marquee games in Austin, and this is the one everybody circled as soon as that schedule came out. No, by the way, Formula One is also in this city. And this isn't New York City or L.A. This is a little smaller. To have a game of that magnitude Saturday and an F1 race on Sunday is pretty amazing in this town.
Yeah, that is crazy. I knew that they were having that Formula One race. And I got to tell you, I've been on the road a lot. I'm doing fights in Vegas and stuff, and they've had it there. I've watched it even in Vegas, catching flights at 5 in the morning where it's over in Europe and they're racing early in the West Coast, and you're watching these races. That's quite a scene. That Formula One it's just gigantic. I never knew how explosively huge it really is. What a operation. The whole thing is crazy, and it's going to be in Austin this weekend. That town is going to be jumping. What is it like doing games at the Cotton Bowl, that legendary stadium in Dallas? Doing the Red River has got to be badass as well. And you really kicked their ass. I mean, they couldn't score. No one can score against this defense. They allow 6 points a game. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's amazing when you think of Steve Sarkisian's 2-2 against OU, and his two wins are a combined 83-3. That's an anomaly in this series, to say the least. They've usually come down to a series or two at the end of the ballgame. And then you're right. I mean, Sark's an offensive guy, but defense has been leading the way, and that was what happened Saturday against OU. Offense couldn't get kick-started, but they didn't allow OU to take advantage of short fields and you know, get out to a big score lead. They give up the early field goal, first time they've trailed all year. But I think the offense will be a little bit smoother on Saturday. Quinn Ewers, second game back from the injury, and I'm sure Sark's been thinking about this game for a while against his buddy Kirby Smart.
Yeah, no doubt, Raj. I got to ask you, like, when they – the one thing I noticed about them is how tough they are. Like, they've turned the ball over in their own end several times this year. And I've watched their games. And every time they have a mistake, that defense comes on the field and stops whoever gets the ball. It doesn't matter where it is. Like, That's the difference between championship teams and just conference champion teams. Like, teams that can win a conference title, that's one thing. But when you get to a level like they're playing defensively, and they stop everybody every time they get anywhere near the red zone or near their end of the field, that's the difference between, you know, real championship teams.
Yeah, I mean, think about OU. Their deepest penetration, other than the last drive of the game, was a 42-yard field goal, so they got to the 25-yard line. So you're right. You know, Sark was asked about that, and all he could harp on is the fact that they are turning the ball over more than he would like. So, you know, coaches always look at the negative, not necessarily the positive. So for him, it's more about we can't afford to keep doing this. And let's be honest, they have not seen an offense like Georgia. They went to Michigan. They're still unsettled at quarterback. They get Mississippi State here. They just made a quarterback switch. They get Oklahoma. They had just made a quarterback switch. So this is going to be from one end of the spectrum to the other with a guy like Carson Beck on Saturday compared to some really young guys and not great throwers.
Yeah, he's a great quarterback. I got to ask you one last question. We all know what he can do, but Texas has owned this football team. No one has beaten Georgia more than Texas. I know five games isn't a sample, but when you win four of them, it is.
You know, they beat them in that Sugar Bowl in 18. And you know, a lot of times around here, Scott, good turns into what just happened. And that was one of those moments because Texas beats Georgia and Sam Ellinger gave the old "we're back" on the podium after they won it. And everybody latched onto that and kind of beat up Texas and Ellinger for that statement. They haven't won 10 since. That was their first 10-win season since 09. So I think Sark's done a nice job of making sure this team stays, you know, right down the middle, enjoy the win, but move on. And Saturday will be this ultimate test. And then they got to go to Vanderbilt next week, and we know what that program has turned into this year. So really the gauntlet is starting now for this Texas team. We'll know a lot more about them in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, 7:30 on ABC primetime on Saturday at Memorial. It's going to be awesome. Then that game in Smashville, that's going to be tough. I think it's great. I can't wait to see what they do the rest of the way and in the playoff. And then, frankly, I'm excited to watch Arch. I loved watching him play. When he got his burn, he was phenomenal. I think next year he's going to light it up, and Texas is just going to keep playing, I think, in big playoff games and possibly national championship games. Rod, you got the best gigs, TV, doing radio with the Horns down in Austin. You got all them pretty girls down there. You got it all in Texas, baby. It's great having you on Coast to Coast. We'll get you back on again. Have a blast doing the Georgia game on Saturday night. Thanks for coming on Sports Grid.
Thanks, Scott. Going to a high school game right now. We've got every level covered.
Now, those kids cheat down in Texas playing high school football. I'm just kidding. Anyway, Rod, thanks for coming on. All right, we're underway at Progressive Carver High as the Bombers are up. And your boy, Glaber Day, I like the way he's played 45 games as the leadoff guy again. And he has produced at a high level for the Yankees. All these people saying all year they should get rid of Torres, I think they're sadly mistaken. He fits that job like a glove.
Fits that job like a glove indeed so far, that's for sure. Since he's become the leadoff hitter, that was on August 16th. 319, 393 OBP. He has scored 38 runs, and he's got
honestly
a full count here with Boyd to kick things off at this Progressive Field. It'll always be the Jake, right? I think they even say that in Cleveland. It'll always be the Jake, Jacobs Field, which is what it was for a very long time.
Not only that, I've been there for a Yankee-Indian series. I took a Pharrell road trip with all the bleacher creatures, and there was like, I don't know, about 75 of us, and we flew to Cleveland. We went to a weekend series there, and we went to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame on mushrooms. Are we on the air? We are.
No,
don't talk
you can't
about mushrooms.
Say that.
So
you
we
can't
did go
say
to.
That.
I've been to the Jake. That. I've been to a lot of games there, and Cleveland's a fun city. There's no doubt about it. But don't tell anyone I said that.
I will not tell anyone you said that. All right, a walk for Torres to start things off here
Let's
in the top of the first for the Yankees.
Let's
we'll come
go.
Back. I got more college. Yes, Texas and Georgia, massive game this week. I got a couple games tonight and a few other things to do college football.
Let's go, Soto. Let's go, Soto. Oh.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
So Soto hit a gap shot, and Lane Thomas tracked it down, and now Judge struck out on three pitches, one of them a check swing. Swing and a miss, check swing, swing and a miss. So two outs, and Torres still at first. They called a strike on Soto because the bat boy was out on the field, and I guess he didn't get into the box in time, and they called a strike. And the next pitch, he lined into the gap, but Lane Thomas made a backhand catch, and there's two outs. So now your boy Stanton is up with Torres at first.
Stanton up, Torres at first with two outs here. Top one at Progressive in Cleveland. All right, we have a couple of college football games tonight for you if you're so interested. If you can get through the baseball and the NFL, there is some college for you. Georgia State visiting Marshall in the Sun Belt tonight, -9.5 for the Thundering Herd. And then an ACC game, Boston College visiting Blacksburg to see Virginia Tech, who's 7.5-point favorites here with a 48.5 total.
Yeah, I got to tell you. So I'm on, I definitely bet Virginia Tech today, and I laid the points, actually. You know, I think they played them there a few years ago. I remember a big game on a Thursday night, and they beat them like 30-10. And Virginia Tech impressed me against Miami. They really did. And then Boston College impressed me when they played their first couple of games, right? And then they kind of fell back into being Boston College again, right? That they're not playing well. They have a quarterback. I'll give you that much. So it is sketchy laying the 7.5. But that Lane Stadium will be rocking tonight in Blacksburg. And I think Vatek needs this desperately. And I think that other game is going to be wild. Marshall and Georgia State, I think they go over.
Looks like a good over to me as well tonight. Total in that one, like I said, 51.5 for Georgia State and Marshall. Lots of potential for points there. All right, most impressive turnaround here as we've hit kind of the halfway point for pretty much everybody in college football. We have Indiana at 6-0. They were 3-9 last year. Miami from 7-6, 6-0. BYU 6-0 after a 5-7 year. Army and Navy both 6-0 and 5-0. And then Nebraska at 5-1. Great turnarounds so far in college football.
Well, I think the, you know, frankly, the most important one to me is the Miami Hurricanes. I know I'm a Canes fan my whole life, but the reality is, you know it, and so does everybody else, if you can't admit the fact that college football is better when Miami's good. It's no different than the NBA is better when the Lakers and the Celtics are good. And that's just all there is to it. I think Miami being undefeated and mattering and being in the top 10, being number 6, pulling a couple of games out of their arse. They got a great quarterback. Everyone wants the best teams in college football to be at their peak every year. And Miami, when they're good, it makes college football better without a doubt. I actually don't think anyone cares about BYU. I think they're a really good team. I like them. They win in Provo and they cover. I don't think anyone really cares that Army and Navy are undefeated. More people care about the Army-Navy game itself than they do the fact that both of those teams are undefeated and both of them are ranked. I mean, let's face facts. If Army and Navy played any of the teams, in my opinion, in the top 5 or top 10, they're going to lose.
Smashed is what would happen. Stanton walked, by the way. So first and second with Jazz Chisholm up now.
Oh, this is the end of this rally. Christ,
a lot of confidence in Jazz here as he comes up against Boyd with two on and two out in the top of the first.
I'll keel over if he gets ahead. I'm surprised he fouled one off.
This Boyd, as we know, he's usually not long for these games anyway, three innings, four innings. And they're racking him up here, taking all these pitches. He's already in the mid-20s in the first inning. So once again, just like the first two games.
Struck out looking. And then he's arguing with the ump. And this ump already giving the Yankees the business in the first inning with the call with the bat boy and the call on the check swing on Judge. And the third call on Jazz was low and down, and he gave him that strike. So they already are giving the dugout is giving this guy heat already. If they keep it up, I won't be surprised he tosses Boone.
That was an awful third strike call. That ball was low, very, very low underneath the zone. Bad call by that ump. So that, like you said, that ump off to a very shaky
start
here.
They're giving him the business.
As they go to the bottom of the first in Cleveland. Cam Ward leads the ACC in passing yards. He's been unbelievable so far. Of course, Alabama and Tennessee, we're going to talk a lot more about all these huge games tomorrow on a Friday, a pain-free Friday going into the weekend on Coast to Coast. They have won 9 of their last 10 games against Tennessee, the traditional third Saturday in October matchup between the Tide and the Vols. So once again, we will discuss more tomorrow. Tennessee, one thing I'll say about this is Tennessee, Scotty, remember when they were scoring like 50, 60 points every week at the beginning of the year?
What happened to
that? They need to find a little bit more of that because the last few weeks against Arkansas and Florida, they've lost that.
They won't score 24 points against Alabama.
Yeah, look, the way they've been playing, they might not.
9 of 10, Alabama, they own them.
Alabama's been shaky, too. Let's remember that over the last couple weeks. Very shaky. So
I
both
used to
of
love
these teams
Shakey's
have not been
pizza.
Playing.
Did you ever eat at Shakey's? Did they have one of those on Long Island?
Oh, no Shakey's.
Shakey's pizzas were just
no Shakey's.
Fantastic. Oh,
no
my
Shakey's.
God. They had it all figured out, Shakey's. Oh, my
we
God.
Will come back.
What a fail that was of a business going under.
I will give you I got a couple more racks for you today. Of course, I try to give you some different games all the way up until Friday. And I've got the highest paid coaches that list came out for this year. 2024 highest paid coaches in college football. Of course, the typical names will be at the top of that when we give you that. We come back.
Oh, I love seeing who makes the most money and if they're winning or not. You know what I mean? You get all that money, you better win for all that money.
Got to win.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Oh, my God. A fly ball lands in. Unbelievable. A pop-up lands in. They got runners on first and second with nobody out. He walked Kwan, and then a little flare lands in front of Soto. Oh, my God. Here we go. Did I not just say to you, what is this, bad luck day? Like, honestly, the first inning, we see this umpire meltdown, and then Soto hits a gap shot. The guy makes a backhanded stab, and now this. Like, honestly, I'm feeling bad luck. Bad luck left and right, honestly. I'm gonna have a stroke.
Yeah. Well, Manzardo kind of just found one in no man's land out there in right center. So first and second, nobody out with the dangerous Jose Ramirez and then Naylor coming up after that. So let's see if
can't find the plate at all.
Can't find the plate. We're also dealing with, as we see, he's all over the place, and it's got to be good because this ump's not giving you anything close.
Nobody's
gave
giving
it to
them
Boyd.
Everything. He's giving them everything.
Giving them everything. Highest paid college football coaches this year, only 7 reach the 10 million plus mark this year, Scotty. Kirby Smart, Dabo Swinney, Sarkisian, Lincoln Riley, Ryan Day, Mike Norvell, and Kalen DeBoer. Those top 7 all make 10 million or more. Kelly, Mark Stoops, Lane Kiffin, Eli Drinkwitz, and Josh Heupel finish off your list there. Man, Mark Stoops, $9 million a year at Kentucky. Look out.
Listen, he doesn't deserve $9 million for the job that he does. And they're average. And they've always been average. And I'll tell you another guy that's overpaid is Lincoln Riley. I mean, he's making a boatload of money and not doing anything. He was better at Oklahoma. What has he done at USC besides lose big games?
Honestly, that has been a bad investment for USC so far. All that money that they paid Lincoln
Riley. DeBoer got that money because it's Alabama. I don't think he's worth that much money. Anywhere else, he's not making that kind of money. He didn't make no $10 million at Washington. You get that because you're coaching at Alabama. You can thank Nick Saban for that.
Precisely right. That's what you need to do. Here we go. A couple racks for you here. Ramirez still up against Schmidt. Wisconsin at Northwestern this week. A couple Big Ten games for you. Wisconsin, the road favorite. UCLA at Rutgers. Arizona State visiting Cincinnati. South Carolina goes to Oklahoma. Oklahoma -1.5. And USC, who we were just talking about, 7.5-point favorites going all the way across the country to College Park to see Maryland on Saturday afternoon.
Well, they're better than Maryland. I think they'll win in College Park. We saw Northwestern win in College Park last week, and no one saw that coming. But I think Northwestern loses in Chicago to Wisconsin. I think Wisconsin's starting to play good football for Fickle. They seem to have found their way. So I'm going to go Badgers. Rutgers laid an egg at home the last time they played in Piscataway. I still think they're better than UCLA on Saturday. Arizona State is a very interesting team. They're going to give Cincinnati problems. I say the Sun Devils go to Cincinnati and knock off the Bearcats. And I'll tell you what, I want no part of that Oklahoma-South Carolina game. Oklahoma will win that game because the game's in Norman and they'll get all the calls. But Oklahoma looks terrible to me, and their quarterbacks stink. They're awful.
Certainly do. Schmidt did strike out Ramirez. Great pitch, too, to do it, get the first out of the inning.
Another ground out. So they got two outs now, and they got runners at second and third.
Okay, so Naylor grounds out with the fielder's choice there. Got to get this next guy to be able to get out of there. Yeah, they weren't going to turn two on that one. So nice job by Birdie getting the out. Two down with second and third. North Carolina State, NC State's going to Cal. I'll quickly run these in. Houston, Kansas, Baylor, Texas Tech, Iowa, Michigan State, and North Texas and Memphis. Actually, good game in the American. Both have played well.
Yeah, look, I think that number's too big in the Memphis game, believe it or not. And I think Iowa goes to East Lansing and wins. I think they're better than Michigan State, hands down. They're going to get out of it. Jazz over at third, throw to first, out of the jam. Great job with the defense, especially Birdie at first with a snag in the dirt with a short hop. Baylor, Texas Tech, watch out. They're tough to beat in Lubbock. I like the Red Raiders. Houston and Kansas, I want no part of that. Give me the under. Kansas sucks. They can't, they can't cover. They can't win. Their girlfriends are ugly. NC State at Cal. They're going to go out to Berkeley and lose to Cal, but that's a giant number for Cal to cover.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Adam Kaplan is our NFL insider on Sports Grid and on Coast to Coast. You see him here every Thursday with us, breaking it all down with a double shot. And in the second segment that we do with him, everyone loves Bust a Cap in Yo Ass. Speaking of said Bust a Cap in Yo Ass, Kaplan went 11-3 against the spread last week, picking games right here on this very show. An unbelievable performance as you cleaned out the sports books, which we are always in favor of.
Yeah, look, it was one of the rare times we've done this show together, 5 years, that the favorites almost all come in. But see, Scott, you and I have talked about this. The first 3 to 4, maybe sometimes 5 weeks, a lot of strange things happen, right? It's hard to predict what's going to happen. And then you start seeing things falling into line. You kind of see injuries. Okay, you understand what's happening. You understand what teams look like. It's never easy, but it gets easier to predict these things. And to me, when a team looks like they look, like after 5 weeks, you kind of know who they are. And that's why I felt last week I liked a lot of the favorites. Now, I don't this week, though. I like more favorites than not, and we'll talk about the second segment. But, yeah, it is so rare, and the Vegas books got absolutely destroyed last week. There's no question about it because, again, it's the odds makers kind of know, right? We've talked about this. They do a great job. But when the dogs don't come home, man, and the public rides the favorites like they did, the books get smoked, and that's what happened.
Well, and then they get even with you the next week. So this week could end up being a bloodletting. They always get their money, and that's why they're evil and unholy during this evil month of Rocktober and for Halloween. So we'll do your picks in the next segment. Right. But I wanted to bring up a couple of subjects to you before we talk about tonight's game in New Orleans. The first of which is the Jets and Adams. They got the deal done, and now Rodgers has his guy, and the two lovers are together again, just like they were in Green Bay. And then the second subject is Fields being benched for Russ Wilson in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, we'll do Jets first, and ironically, it's in the same game because the Jets will play at Pittsburgh Sunday night. But the bottom line is with the Jets is they're not giving up in the season. Despite their record of 2-4, they've been on Davante Adams for months. In fact, it goes back to a year ago. It's a trade deadline, but they didn't get it done, but they got it done here. Talking to someone with the Jets, they're pretty happy with the way their offense looked. Yes, they lost. Kicker struggled. Greg Zuerlein, they had some issues in the red zone, but they moved the ball really well. And I know Alan Lazard has been a great story. He was awful last season. He gets this guy, Rodgers, back, but kept him on the roster as the $10 million fully guaranteed this season. That's why he's there. Did a good job. He now will be the backup to Adams. This helps them with not only in the red zone where they're going to be better, but now they could play more 11 personnel if they choose to under Todd Downing, their new play caller. They could spread teams out, and we're going to see this Sunday night when they're in Pittsburgh. I can't wait for this matchup because I want to see what this looks like. Breece Hall looked, by the way, very good in that game, though they lost to Buffalo. What's troubling about the Jets, though, is their defense. Where's their run defense? They're also not getting great pressure on the quarterback. That's a disappointment. They don't give a lot of points, but their defense has not been as dominant as we expected. But that, again, that's going to be a really good game. And then also on the other side with the Steelers. Look, I've covered this business 27 years. I can't remember the last time when a quarterback lost his job with not only a winning record. I get that Fields doesn't play great. Early on, he was really good. Last two games, not as good. But at 4-2, all the indications are that they're going to go back to Wilson, who, by the way, has had this lingering hamstring problem. I thought when I was with them for 2 days, he was over it. They had the setback before the season started. Now he's over it. So it's looking like he's going to get the job. This rarely happens, Scott. I went back and thought about this the last couple of days. Other than when Kurt Warner lost, and by the way, they had Eli Manning, of course. But in this case, other teams are looking at Justin Fields here for the future, who's on a one-year deal as Russell Wilson is.
Right.
What kind of future does Russell Wilson have at 35 years old with his football team?
None.
Why not let Justin Fields start? I don't agree with this. I think it's a mistake.
Yeah, look, and not only that, he has a higher quarterback rating than almost half the league. And, he had two tutties against the Raiders. I thought he played really well. He was in trouble several times and got out of the pocket and ran for big yardage. He threw a couple of ropes to Pickens in that game and came up big. They won big. They scored 32 points, which is another thing they never do. When last year they averaged 17 on offense. This year they were averaging 20 with him at quarterback, and he was winning. And then he gets the reward of all that is he gets benched for a guy that hasn't played in a year. It's beyond me. And then I said earlier on the show today that all this is going to make him do is leave Pittsburgh. After one, he's going to go right out of Pittsburgh and get out and have a job somewhere else. All right, let's talk about tonight on Bourbon Street. The Saints have dropped four in a row, and they started the season with a couple of big, high-scoring games, and everyone started saying they were going to the Super Bowl, and they have looked terrible ever since, and they lost Derek Carr.
Yeah, and look, Carr's got the oblique injury. This could be 3 to 4 weeks. So those are really tough. You know, if he's a baseball pitcher, you're looking at 6 to 8 weeks, so it's tough to come back from that injury. Spencer Rattler did a nice job last week. Here are the rookie from South Carolina, who I sold the Senior Bowl. But let's talk about the Saints first here. They're down a minimum of two offensive linemen on the interior. Both starting receivers. Olave's out with a concussion. You can't play after 4 days with a concussion. You're not going to get cleared out of the protocol. And then Rashid Shaheed, their best deep threat, went on IR today with a significant knee injury. So they're going to go with Bub Means, a rookie at University of Pittsburgh, had a nice game last week. And Cedric Wilson, a veteran, a journeyman receiver. They're really light on depth at receiver. That does concern me. You've got a couple injuries at linebacker on defense. That's an issue. So here's something I don't understand. You talked about how great their offense was. Now it's really struggling. I know their defense gave up 51 last week, but let's face it, Scott, how are they going to score? It's going to be hard for them to score. The total, Denver, by the way, is 3.5. The total is 37. To me, the play is under. I don't see how in the world the Saints are going to score. And it's, by the way, a pretty good Denver defense.
Well, I mean, they got smoked last week, and Baker put 50-some on them, but they still scored 20-something. And there's no Patrick Surtain tonight. And I saw Denver's vaunted defense that everyone says is so wonderful. And they're like the Jets. Yeah. All I hear about is how great they are, and yet they lose at home to the Chargers, give up 23. That game went over, and then the Saints game went way over, so I don't buy any of that there's not going to be scoring tonight because guys are injured. I'll tell you why they'll be scoring is no Patrick Surtain, which means their back end is weak without it.
Yeah, and look, they are going to get Baron Browning back off of injured reserve. This just happened within the last hour. He comes off IR, and he's a good football player. Mike McGlinchey, by the way, will be back at right tackle. That helps Denver tonight. But look, this is one of those games where early on, it looked like with Denver's turnaround, it looked like a good game. But New Orleans, as you mentioned, they've lost four in a row. They're struggling moving the football. They're down two starting receivers. A lot of 12 personnel tonight. Tight ends are going to have to be involved. Foster Moreau's done a nice job. And don't forget, Taysom Hill's out again with a very bad rib injury. And boy, that is, by the way, one of the big reasons why they're not scoring is his absence. Boy, he looked awesome before those injuries.
Yeah, without Carr, without Hill, I mean, they're naked.
Yeah, it's going to be harder for them. You and I don't see this the same way. I think this is a low-scoring game, to be honest with you.
Well, we'll see what happens. Do you like Spencer Rattler at all? Do you think he has a future in the league?
Yeah, saw him at the Senior Bowl. Good arm. He's not the biggest guy in the world, but he's an aggressive thrower. I thought he did a good job considering the injuries they had last week. I thought he did a really good job. Their offense was unbelievable for the first 2 weeks. But, you know, the other thing is, Scott, since Sean Payton retired, they're not very good at home. They're just a very average football team, now middling, and they're spiraling out of control here. Denver right now looks like a team that could get the job done.
Well, we'll see. A big party tonight with Sean Payton coming back and Drew Brees getting honored. So we'll see how that plays out on Prime tonight on Thursday Night Football. We'll do Bust a Cap in Your Ass when we come back with Adam Kaplan.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Adam Kaplan is very popular on Coast to Coast, and fans love Bust a Cap in Your Ass. We'll get his picks. 11-3 last week against the spread. And he hasn't bathed since because he's so hot. He doesn't want to cool off. So he just went the whole week without anything. He used like Mando, just full body deodorant, and he got away with it. You can follow him on X at Kaplan NFL. All right, first we got to break down a couple of things. Game injury updates because there's a couple of huge games. Why don't we start with the Texans going to Lambeau to see Love and the Packers?
Yeah, and this concerns me for the Texans. I know they're 5-1 playing great football. They annihilated the Patriots last week. Now, in the second, Kamari Lassiter, the rookie, he's got a shoulder injury, doesn't look good. That worries me. Jimmy Ward, who plays safety, could also play nickel. He's got a groin injury, doesn't look good for either of those guys. Green Bay, by the way, who've been all sorts of banged up. Three of their receivers are hurt, but they're expecting at least two of them to play. They played through some stuff last week. Jordan Love was on absolute fire after a bad game in week one when he suffered that MCL sprain against the Eagles. They're playing great football right now. The Packers have really turned things around. And their defense also is a great story under Jeff Hafley, the former Boston College head coach.
You know, I got to tell you, I was talking about them earlier on the show, that they're really tough to play at Lambeau. And Love, once he got his confidence going, Dobbs a couple of tutties last week. They are going to give the Texans all they can handle, don't you think, in that game? I mean, don't give me your pick yet, but don't you think that they're better prepared for this game than they were with the problems that they were having before when he was out?
Yes, and now they could spread it out. On your point, you could spread the Texans out. They're not very deep at corner. The advantage clearly with the Packers, but I got to give that you never count Houston out. They're really well coached. DeMeco Ryan's one of the best young head coaches in the National Football League, and that is an awesome game, man. The Texans are what a turnaround job they've done under GM Nick Caserio. You and I have talked about him for a long time, but he's drafted well. He signed the right free agents.
Do you think, Adam, that the North is the best division in football this year? 13 wins in a row for those four teams.
Yeah, still, boy, Baltimore, after that 0-2 start, people are like, what's going on? They bucked the trend. Teams 0-2 since 1990, a very small percentage of getting the playoffs, but the Ravens have turned it around. Your Steelers, I don't know how they're doing it. I don't know how they're doing it. Cleveland's terrible. But getting back to that division, the NFC North, the Minnesota's the team. Like, who saw this? 5-0? You got to be kidding me. Absolutely kidding me. By the way, Aaron Jones has got a hamstring injury. You got to watch that for the running back for the Vikings.
Yeah, I can't wait to see who you're taking in that Lions-Vikings game. We'll get to that. Let's break down the other good one at Raymond James. The Ravens come calling to see Baker Mayfield in the Bucs. I think Baker Mayfield is an absolute badass. What he did to the Saints was just literally chew and spit them out. I love watching this guy hook up with Evans and Godwin and even Otten. He's got it all going with the Bucs. Break down this one.
Yeah, he's a baller, man. He's super competitive. Talking the Bucs, they love his leadership, his fire. Guys rally around him. He's a great teammate, very supportive. It's been a great story for Jason Light, the general manager, like finding his quarterback who's still young enough. And you could always play well into your 30s at quarterback, and he's doing a phenomenal job. Now, Baltimore comes in healthy. Why have they been able to turn their season around? Very, very healthy. Derrick Henry, absolutely unbelievable. This ability to mesh Jackson's with RPOs with Derrick Henry, no one's been able to stop it. Their pass game's great. Lamar Jackson, after slow starts, playing great football. Their defense still worries me in the secondary. They're not playing great back there. The front's really good. They're clearly, by the way, that's why they're a favorite, though. They're on an absolute roll. By the way, they're -3.5 in this game, 49.5. Now, the Bucs, this concerns me. Mike Evans, yeah. Scott, he's had hamstring problems throughout his career. This does worry me. He didn't practice today. Now, this is their first practice. Jamel Dean, one of the best corners, he's also got a hamstring injury. Rashad White, how about, and he with his foot injury, he didn't play last week. How about Sean Tucker, an undrafted free agent of Syracuse last season? I started him in fantasy last week. Can you believe that? I was forced to. I had a couple of running backs who were hurt, but Sean Tucker, number 44, he's now in the running back rotation no matter what happens for the Buccaneers. You're right. This is an absolute great game where the Ravens come on an absolute roll here.
All right, bust a cap in your ass. We start in London with the Pats and Jags. Jacksonville laying 5.5.
I call this the anemic ball. Both teams are terrible. Like the Jaguars to find a way to win, but they were awful last week. The Patriots, hey, you know what? Drake May did a good job. He's a little bit better than I expected him to be, but the Patriots can't move the football. The Jags will find a way to cover this number.
Seattle at Atlanta at the Benz. Atlanta laying 3.
Yeah, Seattle's come down to earth after that 3-0 start. They've lost 3. Their pass rush is a problem. Atlanta's playing efficient football. They're finding ways to win. It's always hard to win in Atlanta for the road team. I like Atlanta to handle this number.
Buffalo laying 9.5 at home in Orchard Park against Tennessee with Amari Cooper on the roster.
You know, we've talked about this all season. Dogs getting 7.5 or more, covering at an unbelievable rate. But Titans are a terrible football team. The quarterback, Will Levis, is struggling. I like the Bills to roll by 10 or more.
Cincy laying 5.5 at the dog pound against the Browns.
Cincy played better. The defense was better. They had a couple of breakdowns in offense, but they're going to handle the Browns and Deshaun Watson, who should be benched.
Houston at Green Bay. Green Bay laying 2.5 at Lambeau.
Like Green Bay to handle this number. This should be a good one. I'm concerned about the Texans injuries in the secondary. We just talked about them. Green Bay, the better football team right now. I like them to cover the number.
Indy laying 3 at Lucas Oil against the Dolphins.
Dolphins coming off the bye, but they're not getting good quarterback play. It's too bad Flacco doesn't look like Flacco's going to start, but boy, the Colts have injury issues. This is not a good game for either team. I think it's close. I like the Colts to cover.
All right, we got a haul ass. Detroit at Minnesota at the bank. Minnesota laying 1.5.
I'm concerned about the Hutchinson injury. I like Minnesota to cover this.
Fail. Philly at the Giants. Philly laying 3 at Snoopy.
Both teams, major injury issues. I like the Eagles to rebound here and play better than the Giants and handle the number.
Vegas at the Rams. Rams laying 6.5 at SoFi.
Like the Rams to come out of the spy and cover this number.
Carolina at Washington at the dump in Landover. Commanders laying 8.
Washington blowout.
Kansas City at the Niners. Niners laying 1.5.
Like the Niners to give the Chiefs their first loss.
Jets or Steelers getting 2 in Pittsburgh.
I'm going to the well again with the Jets. Jets are going to find a way to win this and cover it.
You I and know. Yours, Kaplan. Go watch Philly replay games, you Iota. You and yours, son of a...
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I mean, we have a bevy of leftovers today, Carver High.
We certainly do. Let's try to get through them as the Yankees are done here in the top of the third. We go to the bottom of the third. Out in Cleveland. Penguins beat the Sabres 6-5 last night. Sidney Crosby, 10th NHL player to hit 1,600 career points. He's the first since Jaromir Jagr in 2011 to reach the 1,600 number. And in the same game, Evgeny Malkin scores his 500th career NHL goal, which is always a big milestone for anyone in the league. Auston Matthews in the Toronto game scored his first goal of the season. There are a bunch of games tonight. I got racks for hockey tonight because there's so many games going on. Kings are in Montreal. Devils are in Ottawa. Vegas is in Tampa. Vancouver's in Florida. Anything you like there?
Yeah, I like, how about road teams? Kings, Devils, Vegas, I like as well. And I like the Panthers at home.
What, Dallas on the road into D.C. against the Caps. Buffalo's in Columbus. The Rangers are in Detroit when they played at the Garden the other night. And the Islanders are still on the road. They're in St. Louis.
Again, Dallas in D.C., Sabres in Columbus, Rangers in Detroit, and the Islanders win in St. Louis. It's a road night, a road map to glory.
Last rack, Edmonton, maybe road again in Nashville. Man, Nashville needs to get off the deck here. San Jose is in Chicago tonight, and Philadelphia is still out west, now in Seattle against the Kraken.
Wow, I think Philly can beat Seattle, and I like the Blackhawks at home at the United Center, and Nashville finally wins a game.
First home game, I think, for Chicago. You got to get one of those 24-ounce hockey stick beers that they're going to have there at the UC. NBA. Kawhi Leonard out indefinitely due to the inflammation in his right knee.
What else is new?
Give it up. Give it up is pretty much what it comes down to for Kawhi. On the good news of the injury side, Lonzo Ball returned to the Bulls last night. He nailed a 3 on his first shot.
He played great.
Played great. 10 points in 15 minutes. He got a little bit of burn, and he looks good. So hopefully he stays healthy. Wembanyama in an interview said he was surprised as a rookie last year that some of the stars that he used to look up to didn't put in as much work as he thought. That was the thing that surprised him the most in his rookie season.
He said a lot of players do nothing.
A lot of players do nothing is what he said. Also in the always injured pile, Isaiah Hartenstein, now in Oklahoma City, suffers a small non-displaced fracture in his left hand. He will be reevaluated in 5 to 6 weeks. Won't be a part of the beginning of the Thunder season out there. Jamal Crawford will fill in for Clyde the Glide on some Knick games this year on MSG. 10 games for Jamal Crawford. The Liberty beat the Lynx last night. I'm sure you saw that Ionescu logo 3 in the final seconds to win it for the Liberty. They lead the series 2-1. I guess that would be tomorrow night. They can close that out in game number 4. Caitlin Clark made the All-WNBA first team. Congratulations to her. UConn gets a commitment from the number 2 center, Eric Reeby, for the 2025 class. UCLA is going to honor Bill Walton on February 23rd against Ohio State. And the Premier League bans front-of-shirt betting sponsors starting in 2026. How about that? Can't have any more betting sponsors.
No more betting because they're all evil. So everyone knows they're evil. So why let them sponsor your soccer franchise when everyone's losing all their money to them and they're cleaning people out? For relevant this time, bare knuckle fighter Mike Perry arrested and charged with DUI in Florida. And he went off on all the cops, calling them all kinds of homophobic slurs. He was hammered, allegedly. Sydney Sweeney to star in a biopic, a movie about boxer Christy Martin. Have you seen her looking like Martin on the set? It's unbelievable. Former NBA player Al Harrington is now a weed shop owner in lovely Hoboken, New Jersey, selling chronic. Your boy Al Harrington. Police find the body of a slain mom stuffed inside a suitcase in Seattle in a homeless camp a year after she went missing. A New Jersey judge suspended for TikTok videos where he mouthed sexy and explicit lyrics in judicial robes or half naked. My man, the judge must have had a couple of stiff drinks in him. GTD is next. Go to PharrellandABench.com. Believe me, you. Go to PharrellandABench.com. And we'll see you tomorrow at 3 o'clock on Coast to Coast.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.